The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Well, that was a surprise. Game one that last night, not walking in and Delotti being here again. Hey, let's just do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, Zhong Li, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776, or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, and it's a Tuesday, which means we kind of alternate this every week. One of us walks in, sees the other one sitting outside, says, Oh, bleep, it's Tuesday. Delotti's on. Today was my day to walk in, and I saw AJ sitting there. I'm like, mother.
Yeah. Yep. I'll never get used to it. I'll never get used to walking in and not being able to come to the studio. It's very frustrating.
Yeah.
Well, I've expressed my frustration with Zhong. He doesn't care.
Yeah, no one seems to care.
No.
And they're just like, oh, you guys can wait outside. Wait your turn.
No big deal.
Yeah. Let's not worry about us or anything.
Yeah. So our show doesn't matter. That's what it boils down to.
But at least, yeah, at least then I just sat down and got everything set up, and all I had to do was bring my laptop in here and sit down, and we're all fine and ready to go. So hopefully we'll have a good show today. Although
we got to discuss something with Zhong.
Okay.
So Zhong just came in and told us that we're going to start doing this Facebook Live thing. And like once a week, we're going to do something. And Zhong just came in and casually says, "Oh, Quaker Steak is going to bring some wings up on Thursday.
They have terrific wings.
They're great wings.
I mean, love their wings.
We're going to sort of preview what we're doing on Friday, where some people are going to try to eat the triple atomic wings." And I already knew this. Zhong doesn't know, but I already knew this because Michelle and Christina told me that Zhong volunteered us to eat the triple atomic wings on Facebook Live.
Now, I didn't. I said I would mention it, and if they agreed, then we'll do it. But I'm for sure going to do it.
Okay, because that's not the way it was presented to me.
So we had a discussion today in our meeting. We were just like, hey, what are we going to do for Facebook Live this week? And I said, well, the only day that we're in studio is Thursday.
Right.
Because we're at Constellation Field tomorrow and Quaker Steak Friday. And Christina had to come in to talk about soccer stuff that she's doing with Glenn Davis, and her account is also Quaker Steak.
Right.
So one of the ideas that was thrown out was, hey, maybe we can do something similar to what we did for the burrito eating contest, and instead of burritos, we can do wings. And then somebody said, what about we do the hottest wing challenge? And I said, all right, that sounds good. Maybe we can do Friday, our Facebook Live on Friday, and then somebody suggested we do a preview on Thursday. And I said, I'll talk to the guys, but I'll do it for sure and see if the guys want to do it too.
Okay. Again, that's not how it was presented to me. It was presented to me that we were volunteered by you to eat these ridiculously hot wings.
No.
Which I've eaten before.
At Quaker Steak?
Yes. The first time I went there, the manager brought me out some of those obscenely hot wings.
And I think the challenge is six.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and let you know now, I'm not doing that tomorrow. So we'll Facebook Live you doing that, but I will have nothing to do with eating those triple atomic wings.
To be fair, we have kind of done our ridiculously hot wings thing before. And if AJ's out on it, there's no way I'm doing it. Because the last one he put me on, I almost died. So if he's out on it.
Yeah, you didn't experience the two.
No, I did not. I did not.
So I think it's your turn to eat the ridiculously hot wings.
That's fine by me.
Now, if they wanted to do something, like if they're saying we wanted it to be like the Uberito thing, if they brought in 100 wings and said, I bet Fred and AJ can't eat these 100 wings during the show, I would prove them wrong.
Yeah, I believe, that we could do.
I believe the two of us could eat 100 wings during the course of a show.
Absolutely.
But they will not be triple atomic wings. I will not eat any of those tomorrow or on Thursday, I mean, for Facebook Live or not for Facebook Live. I will not be partaking in any of those triple atomic
wings. Now, they are bringing by 40 other wings that you can sample, too.
Okay. That lets me know. If they're bringing 40 wings, by the time we get here for our show?
No. I specifically told them bring it by 3:30.
Okay.
On Thursday.
Because otherwise there will be like...
8 of them left.
One tiny like wing that got ignored by everybody else will be left in like the container out there. And all the salespeople and Granado and Raheel and Salisbury will have already finished off our wings. So if they're not specifically marked for our show, they'll be gone.
No, I specifically told them that we needed to do it for the show. And then the leftovers...
Sure, just mark them all as triple atomic wings, just in case.
If there's only 40 wings for us besides the triple atomic, there's no leftovers.
No, there should be. I think there's going to be about 50, excluding the atomic wings.
Okay. Well, even 50. Fred and I will eat 50 wings, no problem. Don't let everybody else know those are our wings. Stay away from them.
Yeah.
Because I asked for 100, and she said 100 might be a little too much.
Who said that?
Christina.
That's ridiculous. What does Christina know about eating wings?
No, I think too much as in, like, too much to ask for.
I mean, we're going to spend the day eating their wings and promoting them. Of course it's not too much to ask.
Well, I asked for 100, but she said she came back and gave me 50.
Tell Christina that I'm requesting 100, because Fred and I want to eat 100 wings during the show. Tell her it's a challenge, and we'll have your atomic challenge, and Fred and I will eat 100 wings over the 3 hours at the show.
We can do that.
Are you up for that?
I'm up for that, yeah.
Okay, I'll ask, and then we can do it in the studio over there, and you guys can laugh at me while I cry my eyes out.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, the atomic wings we'll do in what studio?
No, we can do it in there.
I'd rather not.
Why?
Because
is it really bad?
It hurts your eyes. It hurts you. Like when you breathe, it kind of burns the inside of your sinuses.
You'll remember this feeling, actually. It's very much like being pepper sprayed. Yeah.
Yeah. And what's great about Jong doing the triple atomic wings is Jong actually turns like a weird color. First of all, he turns a weird color when he drinks.
Right. Well, remember that Four Loko thing? He was turning four different colors.
He was almost like an eggplant when he drank that Four Loko. So we're going to see what color Jong turns when he eats the triple atomic wings.
I'll probably turn pale.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's going to go more red.
Yeah, I'm going to go more orange.
You think so?
I'm going to go with orange.
I think around the lips and maybe the nose will turn red, but I think my complexion will turn pale.
Do you think you'll sweat during the course of the challenge? How long do you think it will take you to eat the 6 wings?
I think faster the better in terms of because I think if you space about too much, you're in for a big long pain.
Can I give you a tip, a pointer?
Sure.
The key to eating those wings is debone everything before you start eating them. So use your hand and pull all the meat off the bones, discard the bones, and then try to put the meat into your mouth without letting it touch your lips outside your mouth.
So swallow the meat.
Swallow the meat, but try to not let it touch your outer lips, because the more of your face that comes in contact with the wing, the more awful the experience will be.
And there's nothing you can do about your tongue. That's just going to...
Yeah, your tongue is going to hurt no matter what. But if you keep all the... because if you try to eat bones off the wing, it's going to be all up like on your lip, on your cheeks. It's going to be a disaster. If you debone it and just use it like kind of like a popper, you can avoid most of the outer contact.
That's a pro tip. Nick brings up a great point. Tell Jong to wear gloves too.
That's not a bad idea.
That is not a bad idea. Get some rubber gloves.
Okay, now I'm a little scared.
Because the worst thing you can do is, like, once you eat the wings, like, because your eyes are going to water, you know this. Your eyes are going to water, and you're going to go, ah. And even if you think, oh, here's a clean part of my hand where there's no wing sauce, and you rub your eye.
It's like getting pepper spray.
You're effed at that point. Yeah. I mean, you're going to be blind in that eye. So, and I'm not going to come in here and put chocolate cream pie on your face, because I don't think there's any chocolate cream pie in the fridge. Otherwise, I would have eaten it earlier today. So you're on your own if it comes to that.
All right. And then I'll be looking forward to this. I'm a little scared.
All I know is I had one of those, and it took me about 40 minutes to recover.
Well, let Christina know that we need 100 wings for Thursday's challenge.
Okay.
And what kind of wings do you like?
I like barbecue. I just like plain barbecue wings.
Okay. I'll have to look at their flavors.
Yeah.
And we'll do half and half.
I think they have about like 28 flavors.
Oh, I know. We've seen them all. I've been through a few of them out there. I love barbecue wings. That's just I like basic barbecue wings.
I usually like a spicy barbecue wing, but I don't know if they have that.
They have like two barbecue sauces there, I think, and one of them's really spicy, and one of them's just kind of normal.
And you like the normal?
I like the normal one. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So, but I mean, I'm willing to expand. Okay. Just if we're gonna eat that many, I'd like the bulk of them to be like 20 of them to be barbecue, and then 30 just kind of general.
Okay.
Is that possible?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, okay.
I'm sure Christina's listening. She can make this happen.
They have Buckeye Barbecue, which is.
That's like the five on the scale, though, right?
5,000 on the Scoville meter.
Yeah, that one I tried. It's pretty. It'd be hard for me to do many of those.
The wings Jong is going to eat, they are at 500,000 on the Scoville units.
Who is Scoville and how did he come up with this?
I have no idea, honestly.
Because I think that's something we could have easily done. We could have come up with a blitz scale for hottest wings, and then we'd be famous, not the Scoville guy.
The. Barbecue, let's see. See, this sounds good too to me. This premium garlic has red chilies and a full garlic punch.
That one's not bad.
That is one of the flavors I asked for.
My wife will be super mad if I eat like 50 garlic wings, but I really like garlic. Original barbecue is 90 Scoville units.
Yeah, they're not that hot, but they're really good.
Although, have you seen that they have a wing sauce called Kentucky Bourbon?
I have seen that.
Have you tried that sauce?
I have not tried that yet.
That seems like that would be...
We need a couple of those in there, yes.
Okay. Well, we'll go with you, original barbecue and Kentucky Bourbon.
Okay.
And with me, we'll go with the Buckeye Barbecue and the premium garlic.
I like it. We can do this.
But let Christina know we need 100 wings.
Yeah, 50
for
each.
This challenge.
50 each. We both have to...
And 6 atomic wings for you.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not Wednesday. What are the odds that I finish my 6 before you finish your 50?
You'll finish your 6 before we finish our 50 because you're going to do yours before the show. Off
the air. You're going to do it during the show.
We're going to do it during the show.
Yeah, which...
And that's a Fred Fowler guarantee that we will finish 100 wings during the course of the show.
50 each. We're both gonna bring our game. I'm fired up about this. We can do this.
And I'll go ahead and put this out now. I challenge any other radio duo in this city to put away 100 wings over the course of 3 hours. And if they can do it, we'll go 120 next time.
Yeah.
But I don't believe believe there's another radio duo that can put away 100 wings.
And if there's listeners out there that want to do the triple atomic wing challenge.
Sign them up now because Thursday, after they see you, they're not going to sign up.
We're going to do this Thursday at Quaker Steak and Lube.
What kind of prize do we have for the winner?
They're still working on the pricing, but it's a good prize, I think.
Okay, yeah, let them know. They better come correct because whoever wins that challenge is going to have earned it. Honestly, you should probably get a raise for doing this, but... You're getting to do it because you volunteered us to do this ridiculous nonsense without asking us first.
And I think we've come up with a good compromise.
Yeah.
So, all right, quick break and some blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Step back out of my way, head first into the maze. I won't be broken. Never.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. I know you do a lot of these food challenges. I really don't, but I can't imagine it's going to be more than all that meat we ate at Fogo de Chao.
Oh, no way.
That was when we did that Sunday show there. That was, I don't think I've ever... eaten more in my life. It was fantastic, though. But all right, that'll be fun. Ready to rock and roll. Mon asking me, aren't I on some extreme diet? No, I've been off that for a while. I've been the same weight for 2 years now. And now I'm just working out all the time, which, man, I got to tell you, you're going to have to carry me today.
Why?
I did 2 hours.
And well, working out so much, it affects your work.
Well, man, I was feeling good when I started, so I'm doing this thing now where I'm trying to push myself a little farther each time, right? Yeah, today I threw up. That's how much I push myself.
Well done.
So I guess that's a good thing. But anyway, let's get to some sports. There's plenty of stuff to talk about. Well, can we start with your buddy Oder?
Sure.
Oder got an 8-game suspension, which I don't think is fair.
I don't either.
Bautista got 1 game, which I'm okay with. I think it should have been 5 at the most and 1.
Because
he did square off the fight. He just got punched.
I was going to say it should be 5 and 2.
Yeah, I mean.
So, I mean, but
I do think they both deserved a suspension, but I don't think it should have been that much. So,
I mean, I don't understand why. So Odor's getting in trouble for being a better fighter than Bautista. That doesn't make sense to me. I mean, both guys fought. Mm. One just fought crappier. And he's appealing. My guess is that it gets reduced. Yeah,
cut it to 3. At least cut it in half. Make it 4.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's it. That's all I have to say about that.
That's fine.
I've said everything I plan to say about Odor.
Discussing it.
So, Thunder win last night.
Man, I got to be honest. That was impressive. What's funny is they didn't play a great game. I mean, KD and Russ both shot kind of poorly. Golden State had a big halftime lead, and I think the Warriors just kind of blew it, is what it boils down to.
Yeah, they weren't good in the fourth quarter last night, which is rare for them.
They were awful.
Yeah, that's usually where they play their best.
How many teams have been like pushing them up until the third quarter, and then the fourth quarter starts, and they just crush them?
And that didn't happen last night. And if you're a Thunder fan, you have to be encouraged, because I don't think the Thunder played their best game last night.
Oh no, not even close.
And I know the Warriors didn't, but that's a good win to get game one. This Thunder team has been much better than I expected them to be in these playoffs. And I'm not going to be surprised if they go on and win this series. I'm also not going to be surprised if the Warriors don't turn it on and win the next 3. I still have no idea which way this is going to go, but I think that's much more entertaining than, oh, this is a foregone conclusion, the Warriors are going to win.
I'm with you.
So at least it's interesting. And the one thing that everybody whining about the Westbrook travel that wasn't I know it's not going to be a popular opinion, but I don't really care. Quit whining about that, because A, it wouldn't have made, I don't know that it would have made a difference. B, they don't call traveling in the NBA ever. It's not just in the last minute of a game. It's ever. They never call it. It's not worth even bringing up, because it's not even a violation anymore.
I will say, when they do call it, it's situations like that where a guy slides his pivot foot. It's not when someone's driving to the basket. You know what I mean?
No, but you know what? Did you see the pitter-pat that Curry did with 9 steps that they showed?
Yeah, that was the Lakers. That was a different game.
But it doesn't matter. I mean, they don't ever call that. They didn't the other day when the Raptors were closing out the Heat. Kyle Lowry did the exact same thing. He pitter-patted for 8 steps. And they,
terrible.
I know, they don't call it ever. And and I'll tell you where it all started. It started with your glorious hero, Michael Jordan, because he's the one who started taking 3, 4, and then 5 steps, and they changed the rules. So that you can't call traveling on Michael Jordan. He's the greatest player ever. And now everybody does it. And until the league actually says, you know what, we actually have to crack down on this, which they made no indication they're
going
to do.
No, they're not going
to. So there's nothing to complain about. That is just a call that is never going to get made. And it's one of the things about the NBA it's just not, traveling is not part of the rules anymore. Basically, double dribble is the only traveling they call. If you pick up your dribble and then take a step, they'll call that. Otherwise, they just don't do it. Unless you slip or something like that. But even balls on the ground now, you roll over 3 times and they don't call anything. It's just, so the people acting horrified over that, give me a break. You're never getting that call ever. Not even in the last minute of a game, but ever.
I'm with you. I don't think it would have changed much about the outcome. But, I mean, the referee was literally staring right at him.
But he's not going to call it.
Well,
you know damn well they're never calling that. Not in any situation, man. I almost never see that call. And it's one of the frustrating things about basketball to me, is because you look at that and you say, that is traveling. That should be a call. That should impact the game. But it's not.
Yeah.
And they're not going to do anything. But they didn't ask me. If they had asked me,
they'll never ask you.
I would have said, dude, you guys got to start calling traveling. Pretty simple. I mean, the way the rules are written, it's pretty simple. But And 281 says less traveling equals more entertaining. Well, sure it is. Less defense is more entertaining too.
Yeah.
So change the rules to make it easier for guys to score. That's fine. But if you're more entertained by that, I was always more entertained by guys that could put up 40 points within the rules. But yeah, that's all right. Make it more entertaining. Just don't complain about it. You don't have the right to complain about it if that's the standard. Then nobody can say, oh, well, Westbrook traveled.
Yeah.
Can't have it both ways. If that's your take that, oh, it's more entertaining without calling traveling, then you can't call it there. Can't just pick your spots.
Well, you can complain. Just
well, no, you mean, can't. Not if you're the guy who just texted me and said less traveling equals more entertaining. Well, then you're not allowed to complain ever about a travel call. Yeah. That's my point. You can't have it both ways. You want it both ways. We all want it both ways. I want to still be married and still bang Scarlett Johansson. Guess what? Can't do it. Not going to happen.
Doesn't work.
Mainly because she's mainly because Scarlett's not interested. But that's has nothing to do with anything. Try a phone call, Doc. You're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, sports guys. Happy Tuesday, man.
Sports to you.
All right, I want to take you guys out of the studio. I know you guys just started, but I want to take you out of the studio, out of the world. Let's say in a world to where Bautista and Odor are not baseball players, not affiliated with baseball in any way. Let's say they're hanging out, they're throwing a couple back, one says something the other doesn't like, and they start going at it. Who comes out on top in a fist fight between Odor and Bautista?
Odor? Odor's not scared to fight. Jose Bautista, there's a thing they say on the streets. Some guys are about it, some guys aren't about it. Jose Bautista is not about it, and Odor is definitely about it. Just Google Odor fight, and you could find three or four videos of that dude fighting. Some people just like to fight. Some people avoid confrontation. I think Odor is one of those guys who likes to fight, and those are the guys who are dangerous. I don't know what the difference is growing up in Venezuela compared to growing up in the Dominican. I don't know how hard Jose Bautista's life growing up was or how hard Odor's life was. But somewhere along the way, Odor has had to fight for something. And he's used to it.
His last name's Odor. Of course he's had to learn how to fight.
He's probably got picked on all the time.
Yeah, exactly. And he's a little dude. So a little dude with that name, you're going to get picked on. You probably need to learn to fight.
You got to learn to fight.
Having said that, if you're going to take me out of the studio and out of this world, then there better be hot alien chicks, because I could care less about a bar fight between those two. If you're taking me out of this world, I want to see hot alien chicks and, you know, a bar with like really cool nuclear alien alcohol if he's taking me out of the world, that's what he was saying, right? He's taking us out of the world. Yeah. I wouldn't watch a bar fight between those two because I wouldn't care about a fight with them unless they were on the baseball field. So
no, I like to see people fight in general. But
actually, I love how we're just celebrating two idiots throwing punches on a baseball field. Yeah, I love watching them fight in a cage or in a boxing ring. Sometimes on a hockey ring, too. I like hockey fights. Those are kind of cool. Other than that, people ain't got no business fighting. It's not worth it. Corey says, can you get me a Snickers? He gets a little whiny when traveling isn't called in basketball anymore. Is that whiny? I'm just telling you guys to quit whining about the call at the end because there's no point in complaining about it. I don't know if that's whiny. If I were being whiny, it's like, nobody ever calls traveling. Why don't you call traveling? No, my point is if it doesn't exist, so what? I mean, I'm seeing all these websites too. Horrible missed call at the end of the game. Not really. They don't call traveling anytime during the game. So, yeah, by the letter of the law, sure, that's what it is. But people can't, you're not allowed to complain about that. That's all. Anyway, so let me tell you about Houston Cars for Kids. If you've got a vehicle you're not using anymore, maybe it's sitting in your garage, maybe it's sitting out in your driveway, maybe it got flooded, you don't know what to do with it, somebody gave it to you, we're going to work on it, never got around to it. Well, here's how you can do a great thing. Donate your vehicle to Houston Cars for Kids. They'll come tow it absolutely free of charge. They're going to fill out the paperwork. They take care of everything. Your donation, tax deductible. And if you do it today and tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, you're going to get a free Astros tickets. You're going to get Astros tickets. How cool is that? So you get to go see the Astros. You get a tax deduction. They take care of everything, and you're going to do a great thing because they take that money and they help kids that go to Houston Can Academies. These are at-risk kids, kids who've had, you know, get a second chance and dropped out of other schools for a variety of reasons. Some of them had to get jobs to support their families, and they go to Houston Can Academies. So many of them go on and graduate and do great things, but your donations help get them glasses if they need them, food if they need it, transportation. They work around these kids so that they can graduate and go on and do great things, and you can help. And you get Astros tickets, and you get a tax deduction, and you get rid of something you're not using anymore. All you got to do is give them a call, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And just in case, for those of you interested, I do like the Sharks to bounce back tonight a little bit at plus 105. If you're looking for a little action.
All right.
Let's grab a phone call. UTEP James.
What's up, fellas?
Long-time listener, many-time caller. What's up, buddy?
Yes, sir. I'm flying out to Vegas tomorrow to finally get hitched.
Congratulations.
So, or not.
Thank you. So I wanted to know, what's the first thing I should do Thursday for the bachelor party? And Fred, what's some dating advice and things I shouldn't do to make sure I stay married?
Okay. That's going to take too long. To stay married, stay away from all of your attractive female friends that you like to hang out with. That will end badly, especially if you drink a lot.
Okay.
Don't bang coworkers.
I mean, if you get married, you shouldn't bang anybody.
Well, yeah, theoretically. I'm just trying to help keep you out of situations where you might do something like that, right?
Right.
Yeah. You just follow that. You'll be fine. And if you do mess up, I can't help you. Just get a good lawyer. I suck at that. I honestly, I'm the worst person to ask. I have failed at very few things in my life. Marriage is one of them. I've got multiple exes. I got multiples in the L column there. Sway said, let's be real. They don't call travel. They rarely call illegal picks. And when players carry the ball, so what does it matter? Yeah, that's kind of my point. They never call any of those things. And I know it opens up offense and people seem to like that. But the reality is it doesn't, you know, if they're not going to call it any time in the game, why would they call it then?
Yeah.
So anyway, 832 says, tell him to never stop dating his wife. I've been married for 23 years. That's the real key, is keep it interesting. That's it. Just do fun stuff. Make sure you find stuff you both like and you both enjoy doing, and then keep doing it. And if things start getting a little stale, find something new that you guys like. Don't get all, every time you get into it, it's like, oh, I'm going to go hang out with my friends. That's a bad move generally. Okay.
Manny asked us to discuss chances of UH going to the Big 12 and how much influence UT has in addition or subtraction. I feel like we've done that before.
Yeah, I kind of think we have. I mean, the latest story came out last week. We talked about how Memphis and Houston were the two teams that they had talked to, and how, you know, there were some things that they bring to the table in terms of, corporate sponsorship, you know, a lot of businesses that would support that. But the reality is, unless Texas wants it, then it's not going to happen.
I guess there's people who expect Texas to give up the Longhorn Network for the greater good of the conference.
And that's not going to happen. And I think if you want to compromise on that, Texas keeps a Longhorn Network and the rest of the schools go to a Big 12 network. They can put their stuff together and go put their own network together. Yeah. Who's stopping them from doing that?
But Texas has no reason. Texas has a $300 million deal with ESPN. $300 million. They have no good reason to walk away from that. And if you could say, well, it's for the better of the conference. I don't care.
No,
it's $300 million, bro. The conference isn't getting you $300 million.
No. And that's the thing. And for it really is just a jealousy thing. It's like, oh, well, look what they have. They need to share it with us. No. Well,
and
no, they don't need to share it with you.
Listen, the reason the Big 12 lost A&M, Nebraska, and Missouri, probably the Longhorn Network. But you know whose problem that isn't? Texas's.
Right.
They don't care.
And with the exception of Oklahoma, every other team in that conference is lucky that they're in that conference.
Yeah.
And so they're going to do whatever Texas says, and they should. The reality is, if you want your own network, you can go do a Big 12 network and do it separately from Texas. What's stopping you from doing that? I don't think the Longhorns care. They're getting paid anyway.
Yeah.
But see, they want to get on the – and the problem is now, if you try to start a network and go ask the Astros and Rockets about this, these things aren't a slam dunk anymore. They're very hard to get carriage for. And even the Longhorn Network doesn't have carriage on everything.
No. And which one of these networks, like, is the SEC network somewhere doing great that I don't know about? Is the Pac-12 network doing, like...
Well, no, the Pac-12 network has a real problem because they didn't affiliate themselves with Fox or ESPN, and so they've had real problems getting carriage anywhere. The SEC network is actually doing pretty well. So is the Big Ten. Those are the two that are making the most.
Okay.
Everybody else, eh.
I mean, I see those, and maybe it's because I'm not necessarily, you know, an SEC only fan. I'm not I'm not in love with an SEC school or a Big Ten school. But if there's an interesting game on one of those channels, I'll watch it. But typically, the good games are still on ABC,
yeah,
or CBS or ESPN.
You know what you got a lot of last year? A lot of A&M on the SEC network. And when I wanted to watch them, there were games on the SEC network that I wanted to watch because there are enough good teams in the SEC that their fifth best game might still be interesting.
Yeah.
But there was also a lot of Kentucky and Vanderbilt, which I'm not going to watch.
There's just the reality is there's certain teams that need their conference more than the conference needs them. And Texas isn't one of them.
No, so. And so I'm never going to fault them for basically giving everybody the finger on their own. I mean, this is their network. They're getting paid for it. You knew that when you came into the conference. Quit complaining.
Not only that, they're essentially kind of like bullying some of the other schools into doing the same thing because those schools know that, I mean, Texas Tech and TCU are smart enough to realize what the Big 12 is without Texas. And they don't want to be a part of it. TCU's done that before. Remember, TCU doesn't want to go back to being a mid-major.
And that's
Texas leaves the Big 12. That's what the Big 12 is.
Yeah, because Oklahoma will wind up somewhere else. So the
or else it's the least competitive conference ever because Oklahoma will win it every single year.
Yeah.
I think Texas would rather be an independent than give up $300 million.
Yeah, because why would they? They're still going to make more money doing that. And then you still have to make deals with them to show their other games. And you don't think that ESPN or somebody would offer them a bunch of money for their other games? From a Texas perspective, it makes no sense for them to give up the network. And these teams that are complaining about it, just go make your own network. Yeah. Go start your own network. You can start a Big 12 network. And by the way, you can have whatever Texas stuff is not on the Longhorn Network, which is probably even less than swimming. But whatever. If you can go sell that, great. If you can't, then... what are you complaining about?
Yep.
And you know, yeah, if you're one of these other schools, I know it sucks, but the reality is you knew that when you went in. That was part of the deal to keep the Big 12 together and why Texas didn't go to the Pac-16 or whatever it was going to be because they had their own network. Is that DJ? Let me get DJ on about this real quick. What's up, DJ?
What's up, guys? I just had a quick question because you guys were talking about the different conferences. I know ESPN is making, not ESPN, but, well, yeah, them too, but the SEC network is making a buttload of money now. Is the Longhorn Network actually making money now? Because I remember, you know, maybe about 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, when they were still just on just a few cable networks, they were, you know, struggling. And especially with their sports kind of being down, you know, especially football, you know, their big money maker. Are they actually making money now? Because I kind of heard you guys say something about it a few minutes ago, but I didn't catch all of it.
Here's the reality.
That was my question.
Here's the reality. The Longhorn Network is not as profitable as ESPN pictured it would be.
It's making money, but it's not making the money that they
right.
thought.
They thought it was going to be like this huge success.
Right.
It's not a huge success, but that doesn't mean that ESPN is just going to, you know, give Texas the rest of that $300 million and go away.
Yeah, they almost can't because they're already invested in it, and it still does bring in a revenue stream.
Yeah.
And so, yes, it wasn't as profitable as ESPN anticipated.
Or as Texas anticipated. But
it is for Texas.
The check is the same for Texas no matter what.
Yeah. And, hey, it was an experiment. You could argue that it hasn't necessarily worked.
But it's worked for Texas.
But it's worked for Texas. And there's no reason for them to give that up until it's over. And then if you want them in the Pac-12 network or the Big 12 network, see, that's when I think you're going to see Texas jump conferences at that point. When the Longhorn network ends, that's when they'll go to the Pac-12 or someplace else.
Yeah. Or they'll be an independent.
Or be an independent and start a new deal.
Yeah. All right, guys, I got to tell you about 5-11 Tactical. If you haven't heard about this place yet, I'm letting you know now. If you're into outdoor gear or you're into tactical gear, 5-11 is your spot. They've got a brand new store at 5870 Westheimer, and it's got everything. It's got something for every outdoorsman out there. 5-11 Tactical as a brand is the authentic and the first tactical brand that specializes in outdoor gear from head to toe. They create superior innovative products to survive in outdoor conditions. These guys are brand innovators who are making purpose-built gear for the most demanding missions. And I think back to when I was in the Army, and I wish that I had half the stuff they've got inside 5-11. They've got gear that you absolutely need to survive in the harshest of conditions. It's an outdoorsman's paradise. They've got a little bit of everything. They've got everyday weatherproof shirts. They've got pants and shirts with hidden pockets if you conceal carry. They've got fitness gear. They've got boots, bags, backpacks, gun cases, slings, holsters, knives. For the ladies, they've even got 5-11 yoga pants. In fact, they've sold more ladies gear than they have anything else since they've opened, because there's a lot of ladies who have had a hard time finding clothes that they can conceal carry in. 5-11's got them. Stop by the new 5-11 Tactical store, 5870 Westheimer. You're not going to want to leave. They've got a laser shot simulator in the back that is fun for all ages, kids, and especially adults. If you like to practice shooting, it's a really fun thing to do. Check out the new 5-11 Tactical store today. Tell them AJ from ESPN 97.5 sent you.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. It's a doubleheader Wednesday at Constellation Field. The Sugarland Skeeters take on the Long Island Ducks at 6:05 and 8:05. Bring the whole family to the baseball park. It's affordable family fun. The Blitz, that's us, will be on-site broadcasting live beginning at 4. Log on to TheSugarlandSkeeters.com to get your tickets now and for all the details. Last time they asked if I would throw out the first pitch. And I'm like, you're going to ask me that 10 minutes before the game? I got to practice for that. Otherwise, I'll bounce it. So I'm not doing this one, but one of these times out there, I will do the first pitch. But I have to have some practice.
To throw a ball?
Yeah. I've done it before without practice and bounced it, and it's embarrassing. Because you think you're going to throw it fine, you know, and you get out there and you hang on, you're nervous, so you hang on to it a little too long, and it bounces in the dirt, and you look stupid. So, anyway.
Now, where are you going to practice at?
Huh? I'll go play catch in a field for a couple days. I'll be fine. Yeah.
If you're scared by a dog, Fred.
I'm not going to, honestly, go out there without throwing a baseball in a year.
And I mean, you could probably, like, warm up, in the bullpen or something.
Maybe. But and a lot of people asking if UT were better at the other sports, would they be making more money? I think if they were doing
better at football, they'd be making.
Well, that's all. It's not the other sport. It's football. That's all that matters. If the football team were good the way it was when they signed the deal, when they were playing for national championships, it would be making a lot more money because it's an easier sell.
I've got a little bit of a bummer of some breaking news in regards to the Ultimate Fighting Championship. Chris Weidman, who was to take on Luke Rockhold in the headliner of UFC 199, out with injury.
This is getting to be almost every one of these now.
Dude, I mean, We're talking, what's today, the 17th? June, I mean, we're 17 days away from the fight, 18 days away from the fight. So they're losing the main event less than 3 weeks out. UFC 199 is on June 4th in Inglewood, California. Luckily for them, they've got another title fight on that card. Dominic Cruz, Uriah Faber is on there. BJ Penn's coming back and fighting Cole Miller. Michael Bisping has stepped up and said he'd fight Luke Rockhold on short notice. But the reality is Luke Rockhold was probably going to beat the crap out of Chris Weidman. I don't know if there's anybody out there that interests me enough that I'd say, all right, I'd love to see Luke Rockhold fight this. Rockhold's a monster.
At least Bisping's a name, though.
He is a name.
And at this late stage, what else are you going to get?
Yeah.
So
it's a bummer, but it is what it is.
Also, remember yesterday we were saying it wasn't necessarily a slam dunk that the Blazers would keep Stotts?
Yeah.
3-year extension.
Yeah. Well,
so I guess his agent was leaking that to get something to happen.
They were listening to the show.
Yeah, probably so. So he'll be there for 3 more years. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. I'm guessing you were probably watching the basketball last night. Did you you didn't get a chance to watch any of the overtime hockey, did you?
I did not.
40 seconds of overtime was all it took.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Sidney Crosby, who had not scored a goal in 8 games, scores the OT game winner. So that one's tied a game apiece. It'll be real interesting to see how that series goes, because I still think the Penguins are the better team, and they should be down 0-2 because Tampa's goalie has been standing on his head for 2 games. But the Penguins got to win, so it looks good.
Good for them.
713 asked, do you see the UFC eventually getting hurt by all these pre-fight injuries?
Definitely. I mean, it already hurts. You lose your main event to a card.
That's I guess we'd have to go back and look, but how many times has this happened over the last, really, year and a half? It's been almost every other one of these, there's been a big name had to pull out. Now, not necessarily this close to the fight.
Right.
But some of them. You even had one card basically get canceled from pay-per-view, right?
Yep.
So it is
it happens too much is how much it happens. Too much. But, yeah, it definitely hurts. And they're going to – they'll do what they usually do at this point. They'll offer people a refund if people don't want to go to the fights anymore. But usually by now you've probably started planning your travel, your hotel, your airfare, all that stuff is probably already in the works. So you're just like, well, I guess I'll watch, you know, I'll watch the other fights. I won't get to watch the fight that I wanted to, but I mean, that's kind of what it is.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Interesting question from 409. Is Billy Donovan the best coach left in the playoffs? I think it's hard to see what he is as an NBA coach, but so far, you got to like what he's done in the playoffs.
I mean, there's nobody that I'd argue. Billy Donovan had a great collegiate career. I think he's got this team performing at a ridiculously high level. So I don't have a problem with saying that. Steve Kerr is great, but he's been great.
Coach of the year, man. Come on.
But Steve Kerr also has, you know, a ridiculous roster. Not that Billy Donovan doesn't. He does. But do you have the audio of what Steven Adams said last night? Did you hear this, friend?
No.
I'll grab it after the break.
Oh, God. Steven Adams. It's difficult to, you know, Steven Adams is foreign. Technically, I mean, he played American college basketball, but he's from New Zealand,
right? I did see this, I'll just say that people who aren't from here tend to.
I don't think it was malicious.
No, it wasn't malicious. It was stupid, but it was just. I think it was just more not understanding the culture.
But once you've been in the United States, and particularly in an NBA locker room for enough years. Don't
maybe
kind of catch on to what you're allowed to say as a white guy and what you're not allowed to say as a white guy.
I don't know, man. I mean, I know a lot of people who've lived here from Australia, from South Africa and places like that for several years who still say stuff. And I just go, man, you can't say that here. So.
Well, I mean, hell.
Before my grandpa
died, he would say things that I'd be like, Grandpa, you can't say that.
No, but I mean, I've had to explain to people from outside this country sometimes why what they were saying was completely inappropriate. So I get
it. You ever have to say anything to your wife?
Yeah, actually I have.
About what?
She didn't understand why I was pissed off over something someone said that was one of her family members, and I was trying to explain to her what it was, and it was about, you know, and she's like, well, we don't think that way. And I go, well, you need to, because so she was defending her family member who said something that was pretty, pretty racist without, and like, honestly, I didn't think they didn't know that they were being racist.
Okay.
Because, it's a different mindset because they didn't deal with a lot of things that we've dealt with here.
So what are the odds then that Stephen Adams knew what he was saying? And what are the odds that Stephen Adams had no idea what he was throwing out there?
I think it's somewhere in between. I don't think he meant anything malicious by it, but
because when you're foreign, you can probably get away with it a little better than if like some regular old white guy said that.
Well, if you said that, you'd get in trouble.
Of course I would, because I'm a regular old white guy.
Right.
If I spoke with an accent, though, I mean, people would be like, oh, well, it's culture. He doesn't understand that it's not okay to say that.
If you were Hoffmanski, you'd be fine.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I got to tell you, we'll play that audio when we get back. I've got to tell you about Dirt Free. Spring cleaning time. And if you're trying to get your floors clean, you should know that a lot of carpet cleaning companies will leave your floors dirtier than they were when you started. Not Dirt Free, though. The other guys are leaving behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens. All that stuff can make your family sick. Call Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning, 281-DIRT-FREE, and go chemical-free with Dirt Free. They use powerful engines to create high-pressure steam made from their patented super water. Your carpets are going to be fresh and deep clean without soap or unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. You name it, they can clean it with their technology. Call Dirt Free Carpet right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard about it right here on ESPN 97.5. They'll clean three rooms of carpet for just $99.95 and throw in a free speed dry to the first 25 callers. 281-DIRT-FREE. That's 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.